This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We were talking yesterday and I did want to bring it up because my buddy there, Rhonda.
Rhonda, yeah, help me, Rhonda.
I'm just going to call her my buddy.
She is your buddy. I saw her. She came to Wayne's birthday and everything.
She did come to Wayne's birthday.
She is a friend.
She's beautiful and I believe, because you tell me you're watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
My wife, I always say partner, but I've got to start saying wife.
My wife
is really into crap TV. Sorry, I shouldn't say that, but crap TV. Yeah. She really loves it. She is into reality. I'm an actor trained, so for me it's really hard, except for then I get into it. I get into the storylines, I get into the setup, I get it. There's still people behind the scenes that people don't remember that are getting work out of this. So, yeah, I watch it and I'm not going to be able to say I'm not ashamed to say that I watch it because I'm a little
ashamed.
And how's
Rhonda doing?
Rhonda's doing good.
Because the commercials make her look like she's the only one in the jungle. But then I did realise, I went through the list and thought, there's Miff Warhurst and there's Rhonda Birchmore. I didn't know who anybody else was. Oh. Is that terrible? There was Miguel on there and I've seen him.
I love Miguel. I probably watch it. If Miguel left, there would be issues with me.
Did they give him subtitles?
They do.
I've seen him on that other show and he laughs and I think, I didn't understand a word you said, mate. Like, it's really great.
Yeah, no, they do. Right, Rhonda's out there. Look,
But what about this fake romance? Rhonda said she will come in.
Oh, my God.
We are going to get Rhonda in.
She did something that, no joke, to me is probably that I could not stop laughing. She was not good at one of the challenges. And yet they always do these big pump-ups like, that was really good, you faced your fear. And I was like, she did nothing and she fell off. But anyway, there's something that's got to be said for that one. But the fake romance, I didn't think it was fake until you said, they've got the same agent.
They have the same agent.
Ryan and Charlotte.
Oh, is that them?
But they also knew each other.
Where are they from?
Oh, she's the big name of the show. She's from Geordie Shore. And she's the big name that was also on, has her own TV show in the UK, everything.
Oh, have you been to England? There's 110 channels. Anyone can get their own TV show. It doesn't make you big.
That's probably true. But
and what about Ryan? He looks hot.
He's a big deal because, I even remember when she came. I was like, I recognise that voice from somewhere. And Claire was like, she's my favourite. She's Joy. I'm like, oh, God, not that one. But, yeah, Ryan's from Maths. So he's nothing at all. He is not a big deal at all.
Yeah.
That being said, we might get him on the show. So lovely to see you, Ryan. I think you might be absolutely on the money because it now does seem like they're fake romancing.
Okay, well, I told you that the other day when you tell them, and I go, no, I reckon it's all fake for publicity because Australia, we love a bit of a romance. So what a way to do, get on and go doot-doot and, yep.
Oh, it's such a clever idea because they've, actually, I'm now not going to be pro them. There is nothing going to be happening for me. None of their romance is going to fizzle anything. I'm going to think it's all fake now and I'm going to call it, it's fake.
Because I have had a look here, and if you wanted to you vote to keep people in, you can vote for Rhonda, which is 1-995-1010.
Now, well, also texting, because I think it's daily different. I think that is also to be getting her into a challenge. So text it anyway.
Okay, well, I'll have to figure that out because I thought I needed to vote for Rhonda.
For Rhonda. She's worked out. Do you know what she's done? You'd be very proud of her. She's worked out how to put makeup on in the jungle.
Oh, okay.
She's found coals and she's actually putting eyebrows and makeup on. She's using bush tucker and she's amazing. She's now the queen of the jungle legitimately because she's covered in it.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.